I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Listening to us on Aftermath.fm. Aftermath.fm, of course, and TalkStreamLive.com and stations all across the country we're affiliated with. We're very grateful for them hosting the show, putting the show out there for you. Remember, if you want to hear the archive shows, you just go to Aftermath.media. Sign up. It's $4.99 a month, $9.99 for the archive shows, the library, the videos, everything you get in our library. The chat, the social media platform, the whole nine yards. Get that for $9.99 by going to aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. We'd love to have you join on board with us because, heck, everything is just going crazy, isn't it? Yeah. We're here live tonight, and it's weird because, well, last night I told, well, the night, a couple of days ago, I told my staff, really, I said, you know, on November 2nd, I'm not coming in, and November 3rd, I'm not coming in. And I said, why? Well, I said, well, I got to get nose surgery for one thing. Another thing, I just want to avoid downtown. Well, the nose surgery was successful, only that it's making me feel kind of awkward and weird. I can't itch my nose. I can't touch my nose. You know, and when you have the urge to itch after you've had surgery, you're just going, it makes me go crazy. So today I was like trying to get through the day without having a panic attack because it was just this feeling of, I always had to sneeze. That's what I'm feeling right now. And I don't know if you've ever had that feeling of always having to sneeze and can't. That's what I'm doing right now with the show. Plus, about two or three blocks away, coming this way, is a riot downtown. I'd say maybe two or three blocks away from where we are. And they say they're coming in this direction. So if you start hearing flash bombs and everything else while we're on the air, it's because we're in the middle of a riot. In fact, our governor has just declared that the National Guard has to be called out to keep it under control. We're safe here in our building. We were locked in today at 5 p.m., Pacific time. We could not, and it was bad because Ron had to go out and get me some emergency medication for the feelings that I was having because the doctor prescribed me something that would calm me down. And so he had to go out and get it. He went to get it, come back, and they wouldn't let him in the building. And I said, well, you're going to have a guy who's going to be a nervous wreck by the end of the night if you don't get him his medication so he can calm down a little bit while he's doing his show. So, I mean, I'm normal for the moment, but it just seems to me that so many things are happening. And so, like I said, taking the day off, got the nose surgery, but I also wanted to stay home. I wanted to avoid downtown because I live in one of those cities. You know, I live in Portland, Oregon, where, of course, it's all a myth. What's going on right now is all mythological. You know, people are boarding their businesses up because of this myth, and people are putting blue stickers on their doors to indicate that they don't want any trouble because they're on the side of the mythological violent justice warriors in this city. Yeah, you know, it's like putting the lamb's blood on the door. You have to put a blue dot on your mailbox or a blue dot on your door so if somebody's coming by, they know that you're part of them, right? That's how scary it is, you know? It's like I said, it's like, you know, it's like putting a mezuzah at your door, you know, keeping the bad vampires away or whatever. I don't know. I think it's a good thing I stayed home. And the reason why I thought it was a good thing is because not only could I rest after I had this nose surgery, but it gave me an opportunity to watch all the coverage of this exercise in election futility. And no matter what the final result, there will be substantial doubts about this election's legitimacy by one side or the other, and perhaps both, of course. And no deranged conspiracy thinking is required for this. I'll say it again. The conspiracy theorist was right. Supporters of my show heard it shouted from the margins. From the time we gave you the outcome of the impeachment, which was before the impeachment was even done, and of course it wasn't an issue during the election. You ever notice that? You ever notice that they didn't bring up the impeachment during the election, during the debates? They didn't bring up impeachment at all. And I remember Nancy Pelosi saying something about one thing you need to remember when you're running, you'll always be impeached. You'll be an impeached president. They didn't even bring it up during the debates, his impeachment. They didn't even talk about that. You know why? Because I think they were embarrassed by it. Because like I said, you don't impeach a president during an election year. And they did. And so, of course, he wasn't indicted. Like I said, it wouldn't happen. And then I said, I'll bet you that this will be a Supreme Court decision election. And regardless of what they say on the news, whether he gets those electorates or not, Joe Biden or Trump, Trump is going to take this to the Supreme Court. He's going to go after Wisconsin. He's going to go after Arizona. He's going to go after several other states, and he's going to have a recount. He's going to demand a recount. He may not have to go all the way to the Supreme Court, but it seems that it's Supreme Court bound now, Supreme Court decision for the election. And I want to thank the listeners that support me. I want to thank my crew and the show that we work hard to produce. I mean, if you're one of those unfortunate souls that have lost our show on your affiliate because we don't cover the news, well, we have proved them wrong. We have covered the news in spades. We have given you the news before it's news. And we stand by our reporting. We use history as our guide, our oracle, and we are seeing how things are going, how they're going on according to plan of the globalists, what the globalists are planning. And if what is happening right now with the election does not wake you up, then you are not all aware of the danger we are facing in this country right now. Now, I may sound like an alarmist, and I may sound maudlin, but as you can see, the United States can no longer say that our collective, or actually that our elective process is pristine and fair. It isn't, and it never has been. I mean, the next time Americans hear from their government that they need to impose democracy in other countries through wars, invasion, bombing campaigns, or other forms of clandestine CIA interference, they should insist that democracy first be imposed in the United States, an already frazzled, intensely polarized, fragmented, increasingly hostile populace now. We have to confront yet another election the way we're doing it now. I mean, I can't believe that this is where we are. I can't believe that right here where I'm at, just a few blocks away, the National Guard, the police have been deployed to round up protesters, to round up people who are destroying property in this city because of an election, because of a stalemate, because of the fact that we're not getting the results that we want immediately. I just don't know. I mean, and I don't understand how the richest and most technologically advanced country on earth cannot count votes, and that we can at least have them counted so we can have a modicum or inspiration, any minimal degrees of confidence about our system. But apparently it cannot be done. Apparently, I mean, this morning, following election day coverage, election night coverage, no declared winner. President Donald Trump sounded off about his seeming lead dissipating overnight in key states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. Twitter censored two of Donald Trump's three tweets for allegedly containing misleading information about the election. But what he gave was his own political commentary, gave his own political opinion on the matter, and Twitter even declared that an opinion, that an opinion given by President Trump about his own campaign was misleading. That's what I find interesting, is that he could not give his own campaign opinions or his own opinions about how his campaign was going and how he felt he was being robbed without being fact-checked from the president coming out of his mouth. It's a quote from his mouth being fact-checked, being shut down, saying it may be violating election terms of service, whatever that means. I mean, even objective news reporters were, you know, when you have a reporter who's really objective going in and putting something on Twitter. Even objective news reporters were censored when they tried to point out the various discrepancies going on with the voting and the tabulation and the calling earlier, the not calling at all with 96% in, showing Trump ahead. I mean, this was even before the stolen election thing was even floated by Donald Trump. A lot of journalists were saying, well, what's going on here? What is going on? Doesn't make any sense. None of this. And this is what voting in America has become right now, deceiving and dangerous for all of the parties involved. Whoever wins this fiasco will again have that shadow of doubt hanging over their tenure as to their legitimacy as president of the United States. You realize this? I mean, Trump questioned the voting tabulations in Michigan. He got shut down. In apparent update on votes in the state, Biden, get a load of this, in Michigan, when they went and they recounted the votes, Biden allegedly secured 100% of the 128,000-plus votes that were not counted. Even my son, my stepson Liam, came downstairs and he said, how is it that the new votes that they counted were 100% all Biden and none went to Trump? And he's not even a Trump supporter, okay? So that doesn't make any sense, okay? He said he must be a magician if he can do that. And I thought the same thing. I thought, how is that happened? What caused that to happen? 100% of the 128,000 plus votes that were not counted all of a sudden become all Biden, no Trump. I mean, does this not raise any eyebrows in the mainstream media? No. Any political commentary that questioned the legitimacy of the count was shut down. Shut down. Another thing that's got me going, Wisconsin had a 96% voter turnout. Is that true? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Without the pandemic, it's only a 60% count of people going to the polls. 90-some-odd percent? It doesn't make any sense, guys. Do you believe the media? Do you believe what you're being told here? This isn't about pro-Trump or anti-Trump or pro-Biden or anti-Biden. This is about integrity of the election. It's the integrity of the election, and it's never been. It's never been a practice of integrity in this country. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.